Country Club FM.
Neil, I know you spent the whole weekend just longing, pining for the Bob Almanac. You just can't wait to get back to work on Monday because of the Almanac.
And finally, it's here.
It is the wind beneath our wings. Everything I do for the Bob Almanac. Thank you, Brian Adams. We do have a couple of Bob Almanac salutes here to send out.
Channel 5.
Yeah, so channel on five. Here in New York City, is it Channel 5?
No. You know, it's going to be Fox Sports 1. I don't know what the number is of the channel yet. It's not coming out for 5 months.
You mean the whole thing hasn't started yet?
Oh, my God, why am I here?
I'm out of control. It's Regis Philbin passing away. I was on the golf course on Saturday, learned that he had died at the age of 88. His family says natural causes. He was an American treasure, Neil.
He was very talented, funny, good
genuine, guy. Genuine. You know, yeah. He hosted the Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He had a show with Kathy Lee. He was a sidekick with who? He was a sidekick on a talk show back in Chicago locally, and then I think nationally as well. And his appearances on Letterman were just absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Regis Philbin.
Funny man.
He was.
Good man.
He was. And
how old was he again?
88. Yep. And Olivia de Havilland also passed away. She was 104. For the last several years, she was our oldest celebrity on the Bob Almanac.
Yeah.
Not many get over 100, so she was over 100. In fact, she just had a birthday not long ago. I remember mentioning her and having some audio from Gone with the Wind. She played Melanie in Gone with the Wind, so she passed away over the weekend. I think yesterday is when I heard that news at 104. Bob Almanac salutes here today. Monday, July 27th, final Monday, final work week of July, 209th day of the year, 157 left to go. Orville Wright set a record for the longest airplane flight. This was a good 5 or 6 years or whatever after they made their initial flight, the Wright brothers. But Orville was testing a plane for the U.S. Army. And on this date, he stayed in the air for 1 hour, 12 minutes, and 40 seconds, which at that point had been a record. And think about that. Less than 10 years later, they were flying airplanes in World War I, using them in combat.
Amazing.
So the airplane industry, air flight, all of that really just exploded.
Yeah.
Because then it was 1909. It was less than 20 years later. What's his name was crossing the Atlantic. Charles Lindbergh.
Yep. 1926, wasn't it?
How about 1931? I'm going to go with 1927.
27.
On that. You can look it up and double check.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Grasshoppers were a problem in 1931. Now they're kind of cute, and you know, you get your crickets, they're cricketing during the night, and you know, when we talk and there's dead air on the Bob Morning Show, it's crickets.
Sure.
But in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota, grasshoppers destroyed thousands of acres of crops on this date in 1931. They thought it was the plague and the pestilence coming in.
Yes.
One of the signs of the apocalypse.
Looked like it.
It certainly did in 1931, plus you're contending with the Dust Bowl and the Depression and all that going on.
Tough times. Then grasshoppers
on top. That could be the only thing that would make 2020 even worse. We get attacked by grasshoppers.
Right.
Wouldn't that be a problem? Or you could drink a grasshopper.
Well,
while the grasshoppers are attacking, you sit on your front porch and drink a grasshopper? Are you kidding me, Neil?
That seems ideal.
When's the last time you've made a grasshopper?
Probably 30 years ago or so.
They are right tasty and minty.
Yes.
Are they not minty?
They are minty.
So, 1940, Bugs Bunny made his debut. Yeah.
What's up, Doc? There's a wabbit down there, and I'm trying to catch him.
First time we heard those words uttered, what's up, Doc? And, of course, Elmer Fudd, he's armed. At that time, he's no longer armed. We've disarmed Elmer Fudd. He now has to. When he tries to hunt the Wascally Wabbit, he has to try and bore him to death.
Right. Yeah, he's. He's not the sharpest.
Or stutter him to death.
Yeah.
But that was this state, 1940. Bugs Bunny being hunted by Elmer Fudd in a wild hare. Wild hare. 1940. 1944, we liberated Guam.
You're going to Guam.
Guam, sir. There's nothing going on in Guam. Why Guam?
Guam was liberated, and it was important because we had Guam, we lost Guam. The Japanese took Guam away from us. It was a strategic island. Didn't we talk about this last week, how strategic Guam was in the Pacific Theater? We had it, we lost it, we got it back, and it helped us win the war in the Pacific.
Whenever there's a story about Guam or Albania, I just know I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah, people enjoy it. We get cards and letters from people we don't even know telling us how much they love that. In 44, another war-related news article, this date in 53.
While the communists signed at Panmunjom, General Clark, in ceremonies at the UN base camp in Munsan, signed six copies of the document which would end the bloodshed.
So the Korean War ended on this date. The armistice was signed in 1953. It hasn't really ever... Have they really ever solved anything over there?
No.
Seems like they're still battling. They've come together for some things. Like, I think their hockey team once was South and North Korea combined.
Yeah.
Which was good. But. And they've tried to make things work over there. But they got kind of a crazy guy on the north side.
Yeah, he's a little different. Nice haircut.
Rocket Man, as they call him. Right. So that was this date in 53 and 84.
Prince in his first motion picture. Before he created the music, he lived every bit of it.
Purple Rain opened in the U.S. on this date. 1984. I remember when we saw it. We didn't see it in the theater. I was far too young. We rented the video cassette, and I remember my older aunt, or aunt, if you will, had, because she had already seen it, she had to tell my mom when it was time to fast forward past the naughty parts.
Ah, yes.
The adults only part.
Uh-huh.
We're up on the farm watching Purple Rain. But nice. It was released on this date, 1984. Do you remember when you first saw Purple Rain, Neil?
I don't know that I've seen it start to finish. Didn't really interest me much.
1986.
It began with 210 cyclists. Before it was all over, 40% had to abandon to drop out of this great race. But when it was all over, it was Greg LeMond who finished here along the Champs-Élysées in yellow. The first American to win the Tour de France bike race.
When I want a man to comment on either gymnastics, on cycling racing, or what's going on with Tony Danza, I want John Tesh.
He's the man.
I mean, he can do any three of those things.
Yes,
entertainment news just doesn't matter. So Greg LeMond became the first American to win the Tour de France this date. In 1986. And you know, guess what? The fact that you've never seen Prince's movie Purple Rain in its entirety, you're not a Minnesotan. You're un-Minnesotan. Did you know that?
I probably am.
Yeah, so...
I mean, I tried. It just bored me to tears.
Greg LeMond.
Couldn't make it through it.
Greg LeMond became the first American to win the Tour de France. He was not a...
Cheater.
No, but Lance Armstrong was.
Cheater.
And there were a number of them that were.
Yes. Yes, there were.
That were.
That industry. Cheaters.
Yes. Back, that was 1986. In 88 at Yankee Stadium.
Now, Tommy John gets two errors, but I thought... Three errors?
Ouch.
Oh, my.
They can't give him three errors, huh?
Oh, yes, they can. Tommy John commits three errors. Pretty good pitcher.
Not the slickest of fielders.
Well, no, he had some issues on that particular play.
Right, right.
And he had to go through another Tommy John surgery just because of that.
Yes.
That was basically to remove the anger and the smirk from his face after being handed three errors by the official scorer.
How do you get three? So he bobbled it?
Bobbled it, threw it, and then he was the cutoff man, threw it back to home, and then that throw was errant. Oops.
That's got to be some... It's got to be close to a major league record, I would think.
1996.
This morning here in Atlanta at Centennial Park, there was an explosive device. It does now appear that it was some kind of a crude bomb set at the bottom of a tower that was holding both lighting and audio equipment for a rock concert. A song had just concluded. The bomb went off. Police had some forewarning. They were able to clear people away, but not far enough away.
So it was this date. That was the explosion during the 96 Olympics in Atlanta at the Centennial Olympic Park. Remember, it pretty much destroyed the life of Richard Jewell.
Yes.
Who was actually a hero, but then he became a suspect, wrongly accused. And have you seen the Richard Jewell movie that was done by Clint Eastwood? I haven't yet. I'd like to see that. I know it didn't get great reviews. But maybe it depicts that
sad story.
It there. Is.
All
that
the
was
way
the
around.
State in 96. 2003.
Thanks to the USO, I have some wonderful memories. Box lunches, yellow fever shots, And I've learned to say kale pectate, seven languages.
He made us laugh in times of war. On the radio, TV.
Bob Hope made it to 100, but he passed away on this date at the age of 100. That was 2003. One of the fantastic entertainers of all time.
That is hilarious.
And it was 13 years ago.
On July 27th, a secret will be revealed.
Look at that. You can see the four states that border Springfield. Ohio, Nevada, Maine, and Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
An empire will rise.
We have two buttons behind this desk. One will supply your town with power. The other releases the hounds. Just look into your
Release
heart.
Release the hounds. It was the Simpsons movie debuted. Have you seen that one beginning to end?
No.
Let's move on to birthdays now. I'm pretty sure Virtual Neil has seen both of those.
I only watch Gunsmoke.
I forgot about that. That's right. So one of the great themes of all time.
I only watch Gunsmoke.
So it's Red Fox, it's Damon Wilson, and Norman Lear gave it to us. And Norman Lear is 98 today.
He gave us a lot of good shows.
Well, just run them down. Maude, give me another one. I gave you Maude.
Good Times.
Sanford and Son.
All in the Family.
Jeffersons. And there are others, too. Those are the ones that are the giants. When you think of those shows, you think of All in the Family, obviously, Archie Bunker's Place, any of the All in the Family spinoffs, sure. Gloria, and any other ones that were spun off of All in the Family, which included the Jeffersons and Good Times and Maude,
yes.
98
that's great.
Today. Irv Cross. Oh, goosebumps. I'm ready for Sunday football. Vikings are playing the Buccaneers in Tampa in a crucial Central Division collision. The NFL Today, a member of the my classic iconic NFL Today lineup is Brent Musburger, Irv Cross, Jimmy the Greek, and then either Jane Kennedy or Phyllis George. Bum, 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 bum. The NFL Today on CBS is brought to you by Buick. Have you driven a Buick?
And then go to Pat Summerall and Tom Brookshire. Right.
You are looking live. So Irv Cross, he was here at McAllister for a while as the athletic
yes.
director. Remember that?
Sure do.
Irv Cross, 81.
I've seen that movie.
Was it 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty, deadly day?
What movie was Irv Cross in?
It was all about his role as an AD.
That's a good movie. So Bobby Gentry, one of the first female artists to compose and produce her own songs and material. 81, actually she's 78 today, Bobby Gentry.
And Mama hollered at the back door, y'all.
Did a number of duets with Glenn Campbell as well, Bobby Gentry. And if you like Fancy by Reba, yeah, Bobby Gentry, she's the one who gave it to us initially. 78.
There's got to be a morning.
Maureen McGovern, not Maureen McCormick, that was Marsha. Marsha Brady, this is Maureen McGovern. And the theme from the Poseidon Adventure, that's how they say it on Boston. Gonna go see the Poseidon Adventure.
I've seen that start to finish.
So Maureen McGovern.
How about you?
71, oh, you know it. Gene Hackman, you kidding me?
Now, remember, you know, when I was growing up, they used to have practical jokes. It'd be like onion gum.
That's right. The peppery gum, that kind of stuff, sure.
Or, you know, joy buzzer.
Right, like that. Yes.
They're not like that anymore.
No.
I brought some things along.
Oh, great.
To show.
All right.
Can you show this?
Sure. Let me hold it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, look what's happened. They've got much rougher
here?
Practical jokes. Exploding chocolate. Apparently, this is for the Shiite faction of Weight Watchers.
Carol Leifer on, another Letterman cameo here today. Carol Leifer, the comedian, screenwriter. She is basically the person they based Elaine on Seinfeld. Because she wrote for Seinfeld. Carol Leifer.
Pretty funny lady.
Yeah, she is. Happy birthday, 64. Another funny person.
Last time I was home, I was driving around. I had a flat tire. I pulled my truck in one of these little side of the road gas stations. The attendant walks out, looks at my truck, looks at me. I swear to God, he went, "Tire, go play it." I couldn't resist. I said, "Nope." No, I was driving around. Those other three just swelled right up on me. Here's your sign.
The Blue Collar Comedy Tour comes to life here with, what's his name, Bill Engvall, 63, today. You know, he did a TV show on TBS, and the woman who was his wife in that show is now the wife of the other Blue Collar Comedy guy. No, Tim Allen isn't Blue Collar Comedy.
No, he should be.
He's very blue collar, though.
Right.
That last man standing.
I would tell you he's funnier than Bill Engvall, but that's
would
just
you?
Me.
That's just you.
Yeah,
that's well, that's all right. I mean, yeah. you didn't like his "Here's Your Sign" bit.
Oh, that was okay.
He was trying to do, and it was the other version of the "You Might Be a Redneck."
Right.
It was
right.
his catchphrase. Bill Engvall is 63. You got to like all four of those guys together. The Blue Collar Comedy
Tour.
One
of my favorites. Yep.
So Bill Engvall, the big 6'3" today. Wrestling is represented.
Time to play the game.
Triple H, Hunter Hearst Helmsley. He's married to the daughter of Vince McMahon, so you know he's in pretty good with the WWE,
yes,
right? He's probably running the show by now.
I would think.
Triple H, his real name is Paul Michael Levesque, is 52. Let's go to SNL.
You people came here on a really good day. Everyone knows it's my birthday!
The talented Maya Rudolph, 48 today. That's her doing Oprah.
And spot on, dude.
She was good in Bridesmaids as well and other movies.
She's very funny.
Her mother was Minnie Riperton.
That's right.
She did the song Lovin' You. If you listen to that song at the end, she's going Maya, Maya, Maya at the end. And that's for Maya Rudolph, 48. Baseball star A-Rod is...
Jeter.
He did. He admitted, though,
yeah,
at least. A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, 45.
How do you like his, how do you like his commentary skills?
I'd rather listen to Justin Morneau all day and every
all
day.
All day and every day.
He struggled a little bit. Again, they're doing it. We're going to give him a little bit of a flyer. They're doing it from the studio.
Right.
But anyway, Alex Rodriguez, 45. And our token millennial, Jordan Spieth, today is 27, the golfing champ.
He hasn't won a tournament like since 2015 or
something. He's been working on his game, Neil.
Yeah.
He's coming back.
I hope.
All right.
He's always a favorite. Gone but not forgotten. Let's go right to former baseball player, manager, commentator, Leo, we call him the Lip, DeRocher.
And sitcom co-star.
That's right.
Where do you want it?
Where do I want? Why don't you try and hit it over the center field fence?
Gotcha.
So he was on Munsters. He cameoed on Mr. Ed and I think on the Beverly Hillbillies, too. Leo DeRocher. He was in demand.
He was.
Anytime they did a baseball, because they were obviously filming in Hollywood and Los Angeles.
Sure.
Anytime they needed baseball, is the Lip available?
Yeah.
Can we get him in?
Yeah. Crusty old baseball guy like that. It's perfect. Leo DeRocher was born on this day, 1905. Actor Jerry Van Dyke.
What are you wasting my time with a stupid dream for, anyway?
It's not a stupid dream, Hayden, for God's sakes. I'm a grown man with a pretty good head on my shoulders. I think I know the difference between a stupid dream and a bona fide glimpse into another time and dimension. What do you want me to do about it? I want you to cancel the flight.
It was a dream.
We're not going to cancel the flight, and that's all there is to it.
Luther Van Dam, one of the great assistant coaches ever. I mean, defensive coordinator, I believe. So I think he introduced the 210 or the 110 defense.
Right.
It was the 110 defense that won Minnesota State the Screaming Eagles the championship that one year.
That was unorthodox but effective.
I think he just passed away.
Yeah, it wasn't
the last
that long
year,
ago.
No.
He was just, you know, well, he was on of course an early episode of Andy Griffith. Then he did My Mother the Car, which did not get great. You know, he gets critical reviews. But Coach was so good. Jerry Van Dyke, 1931. You remember the Kingston Trio? Here's Nick Reynolds.
Hang down your head, Tom Dooley. Hang down your head and cry.
I love the Kingston Trio.
Hang down your head, Tom.
Almost as good as the Chad Mitchell Trio.
Almost.
Or the New Christy Minstrels.
There's Nick Reynolds. Born on this day, 1933. He was Lieutenant Detective Ed Brown, and he spent most of his time pushing Raymond Burr around in a wheelchair on Ironsides. The guy's name is Don Galloway.
Did he get calluses on his hands?
Yes. It's like playing the guitar, you know. After a while, you don't even notice
There's blisters on my fingers.
1937, And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
How did your staff miss Doink the Clown?
Who?
Anybody that proclaims to be the man of all men in a voice of something other than his own, oh yeah, is living a lie. Anybody that claims
even I'm
to
not
be
surprised
macho
that your staff missed Doink the Clown. I just love that name. Wrestler Matt Osborne, who played Doink the Clown, the original Doink the Clown from the 90s in the WWF, 1957. Now they're all gone, but not forgotten. Weren't you considering that for your on-air name when you were up in Roseau?
Doink the Clown. I'm Doink the Clown.
Doink the Clown. Yeah. Would you like to start your Bob-a-thon with Clint Black, A Better Man, Merle and George singing about C.C. Waterback, or Highway 101, Cry, Cry, Cry?
I'm going to go Clint Black today.
Here we go.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY. Faribault.